This week is Tainis Asor B'Tevis. And the emes is, Asor B'Tevis is very different than other Tanaisim. There's a well-known Avudram, the tour in Simen Tov Kuf Nun, over there in the Beis Yosef. It's brought down the Avudram. And the Avudram writes, Asor B'Tevis Mishuno Mishar Tanias. It's very different than other Tanaisim. If it would fall out on Shabbos, we would not be able to push it off to a different day, which would be fast on Shabbos. Even Tisha B'Av, we all know, we don't fast Shabbos. But Asor B'Tevis, if it fell out on Shabbos, we'd have to fast on Shabbos. Because the Pasuk brings down Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh. And if we darshan, that the Torah is revealing that you have to fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos. And the shaila is, what's pshat? How do you understand such a thing? Even Tisha B'Av, which is the destruction, Asar B'Tevis, they only surrounded Yerushalayim. This is the destruction, and even that, if it falls out on Shabbos, we wouldn't go ahead and fast. But Asar B'Tevis, we'd fast on Shabbos? So the Chassam Sofer, in one of his drashas, he speaks about this Avudram. Yesh lahavin, halo yud tevis, lahoy rak haskolas, mitzor ir. It's only the beginning. The siege began. The adshtei shanam mechzel lenechrova. It took 2.5 years until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The kasha churbana mistama min aschalas hamitzer, and for sure the destruction of Beis Hamikdash l'chayra is worse than the siege, and therefore lama Tisha B'Av ain't deicha Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is not deicha Shabbos. If it falls on a Shabbos, we can't fast. And all of a sudden, Asar B'Tevis, you would fast. Zok dechsam sofer a gevaldik yisoid v'nira levar. I'd like to explain to you pshat. The reason why they were kaveya tainis for the siege. There were many times that they had a siege. The fact that this siege was for 2.5 years and actually brought the destruction. On that day that the siege began, Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, which is Asar B'Tevis when it happened, at that moment, says the Chassam Sofer, he reveals something that he must have seen in Ruach HaKodesh. K'moikin Yoshvu Beznil Shalmaila. At that same moment that down here there was a siege on Yerushalayim on Asar B'Tevis, it began in the Beznil Shalmaila. A gavaldika din taira, elu miyaminin ve'elu masmilin. There were those that went to the right and they had their tainus, and there were those that went to the left and had their tainus. Meaning there was a din taira of should there be this destruction of Beis HaMikdash or not? Ache govru hamasmilin v'necher abayis. Until that din taira in Shemayim ended off, that taka they overcame the Masme'ilim, and it was Taka Churban. Says the Chassam Sofer, that wasn't a one-time occurrence. It's not one-time happening then, at that time. But rather, he says, like we all know, Ein l'cha shana, she'ein kil losam ruba chavita. It's not a year that the klolos don't get worse, and the matzav and golos that were waiting for Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not getting, golos gets harder and harder. And therefore, Kol dor, like we know Chazal tell us, shloi nivda Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is not built in your days, ki lo dechro b'yamam. It's like it's destroyed in your days. And Memela, he says in Shemayim, if you want to know what's happening on Asar B'Tevis, the Chol Shana, every year, when Asar B'Tevis comes around again, Nischadish, it's Nischadish that din Torah in Shemayim again, on Asar B'Tevis, Hischil oz lomaylo mishpat hachorben. Which means if we're going to be zeicha this year, to have a geula, to have a binyan beis hamikdash. Like Rav Eli Ber said, that we're in the middle of Mechemes Goig u'Magoig, and we all want to be zeicha to have the final geula. We shouldn't have to be sitting Tisha B'Av on the floor. You know when the Din Torah is deciding that? Says the Chassam Sofer, on Asara B'Tevis is when the Din Torah begins in deciding this future of this year having a Tisha B'Av or a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Melo says the Chassam Sofer, because of this fact of what goes on in Shemayim on Asara B'Tevis, like happened then, happens now. Memeila, even if it's chal the tainus on Shabbos, we have a heter and we're mechuyev to fast, because he says tainus chaloyim. Although usually we don't fast on Shabbosim, a tainus chaloyim you have a heter to fast. Why? Because a chaloyim, a dream that you have of a bad that's going to be. When you're fasting, you're trying to get rid of that nevuah of the chaloyim that you had, that the bad shouldn't happen. So you're fasting on Shabbos that the chaloyim shouldn't come true. And like he calls it, it's a oinig, it's a pleasure to fast on Shabbos when you have a bad chaloyim. Because you're trying to mevatel atzara hasid, the love of your love, the terrible tzara that might happen to you because of what you saw in your dream, that's why you're fasting. It's an oinig to fast on Shabbos. That's your oinig Shabbos, to get rid of the upcoming decree that might happen to you, the tzara. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's no different as Asara B'Tevis. Tisha B'Av is fasting for the past. So to fast on Shabbos for the past, you have no heter. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we have to push it off to Sunday, like we all know. However, Asara B'Tevis is not fasting for the past. Asara B'Tevis is a tainus for the future. We're fasting in order to create that there shouldn't be a Churban Beis HaMikdash this year on Tisha B'Av, and that we should taka b'zeichet the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And maybe if it falls out on Shabbos, it's a oinig to fast on Shabbos. This is what the Chassam Sofer says in explaining this difference of Asara B'Tevis from other Tanaisim. So the Emes says, we have to think about what is that Din Torah in Shemayim that's going on? On Asara B'Tevis, this Din Torah begins that Shemayim is going to be deciding about Churban or Tisha B'Av. Churban, having a Tisha B'Av, or Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's our Avodah? What's the criteria they're looking for in Shemayim, in that Din Torah? When we have Elu Mayaminim, Elu Masmi'ilim, and there's a whole Din Torah of both ways, tiny. What are they looking for? What's our Avodah down here that we have to do? That we shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom Achroi that there's no Beis HaMikdash this year. What's our Avodah? We all know the famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, where the Rambam talks very general by Hilchos Tainis, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah. It's a chiyuv mitzvah asay lizoik, to cry out al kol tzara shatavi al tziba. Any tzara that we're going through, person has an obligation to cry out. V'dover zeh medarkei atshuva. That's part of the darkei tshuva. Shebizman shatavi tzara yizku alo. We have to cry out. V'yedu akol. Everybody has to know shebiglal ma'isim aron. It's because of your bad actions. Hu alahem. Is the tzara happening? And an imlo yizaku, if you don't cry out when there's a tzara, v'yoymru, and you say to yourself, minag ha'olam, it's a regular, normal way of life, the tzara zud nikra nikris, it's a regular happening, harei zu derech achzoris. That's being very cruel, says the Rambam. You're a cruel individual. Because when you're taking things that happened, natural, it's going to cause even more tzaras to come upon you. Azayz of the Rambam. Our Asara B'Tevis that we're coming to now, Tav Shin Pei Dalet, we don't have to go into the details of what tzara Klal Yisrael is experiencing. In Eretz Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, We all know what's going on. It's a terrible tzara. And that tzara that the Yidden are in is even expanded throughout the world. In every location, Yidden don't feel safe and they're suffering from the goyim and this galus. If we're living our regular lives today, the Rambam's telling us we're cruel. There's something wrong with ourselves. How could we be so cruel to live your life regular when there's so much going on in the world? Rachmana litzlan. This is in a general sense, the obligation that we have. But even more specific when it's the tightness of Asar B'Tavis, where it's going to determine the whole future of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The entire begins on deciding if we're going to have to sit on the floors this Tisha B'Av, how much more every single one of us carry achrayas to do something and change, to make sure that it should be positive. We shouldn't be the cause of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's Yedua, the Mishnah Brewer writes in Tov Kuf Mem Tes that just fasting alone is not doing your part. The Mishnah Brewer writes, Ein Ha'ikir HaTainus. The Ikir is not the Tainus. If all you're doing is just fasting, you get through the day just fasting, you miss the boat. Chayiv kol ish losom aliboy. You're obligated to put in your heart. Ba'oysan yama, those days of Tanesim. Lefashvesh bimaisim. Look at your acts of what you do. Go make a cheshbon hanefesh. Because the ikr is not the tainus, but rather the tainus is a hachono l'tshuva, he says. It's a preparation for tshuva. V'chein, oysam anoshim, those people, k'shein mis'anim, when they're fasting, holchem b'tiyul, they go on trips, they go shopping, they have a bunch of things that they take care of. Uvidvorim b'teilim, tofsu hatofel v'nichu ha'ikr. They took the small tofel dick apart and they left over the ikr of the purpose of the times. They forgot about the main thing. The fasting is the small part. The main thing is our tikkun ha'maisim, to look into ourselves, how we can improve. So what's the root of Churban Beis HaMikdash? How would you explain the shayrish and the root of the fact that we're living with a Churban and we're not yet zaycha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? There's an incredible explanation in Eicha from the Nesivus. He has a pirish there, Pal Gemayim. And he explains in the Psukim so beautifully, right in the first two Psukim, the root and the shayrish of what we're suffering from today. Why are we still in Churban Beis HaMikdash? He says, we all know the beginning. Eicha yoshva bodod, ha'ir rabosi yom, hoysa kalmona, rabosi bagoyim, sarasi bamedinos, hoysa lomas. How could it be Yerushalayim is sitting there in ruins? Next pasuk says, bochoy sivke balayla v'dimosa alechya. They cried at night and the tears are on their cheeks. What does that mean? Says the Nesivus, what the Pasuk is telling us is, Omar HaNavi, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us here in this Nevuah of Eicha, Sibos HaFlogas HaEinish, you know why we're having such suffering of Churban Beis HaMikdash? It's because of the Bochoy Sivke Balayla. They cried that night of the Meraglim. And that's why we're suffering. Ah, you're going to ask, says the Nesivus. Ulamal lo yispala ya'odah. A person should be in wonder. Yutfas hadora achrein. These later generations are being grabbed and responsible by Avoyna Meraglim for what happened in the Meraglim? Doiris Rabin before this? How does that make any sense? Loze Omar, therefore the Navi says, after it says, Bochoy sivke balayla, that we cried, Vidim also alechyo. The tears are still on the cheek. Keloima, that means to say, Afdor ha'achroin. Even the later generations, even us today, Adayin hayu moyasim be'eretz chemdo uborchu mehakdusha. We are suffering the same point of the Meraglim. We have a disgust in Eretz Chemda, means the chosen land. And what it means is, we're running away, Baruch Hu Me'Kedusha, we run away from Kedusha. U'bochar, when we choose Tuma, Savoides Gelulim, we choose Tuma. And in Mela, because we still have the same Chet, that's why we're still in Golos with no Beis HaMikdash today. You have to ask yourself, and you might be thinking to yourself, I run away from Kedusha? What does this mean? But in truth, if you make a good cheshbon ha-nefesh, you'd realize you taka run away from Kedusha. We taka suffer from the same thing that they suffered from. How many of us are excited and we run when a Seder's over? You finished learning? Oh, now I'm free. You're running away from Kedusha. Baruch Hu Me'Hakdusha. When Shabbos is over, we run out of Shabbos with excitement. Baruch Hashem. You're running away from Kedusha. And think about it. There's so many small areas. You know how many times a person won't wash because I can't bench. I can't bench means you're running away from Kedusha. Why don't you want to bench? Because benching is just, it's Ruchnius, it's Kedusha. So you'll skip washing because you're just not interested in benching. You're running away from Kedusha. A long davening. I can't daven so long. I'm going to daven somewhere else. We have 10-minute davening. You're running away from Kedusha. There's so many areas in our lives. The examples go on. And every one of us are obligated. You have to sit down. Asar B'Tev is the time we have to make that cheshbon ha-nefesh. That's the ikkar. The fasting is a side thing. The ikkar is the cheshbon ha-nefesh and the tshuva. You have to sit down on your own and think to yourself, where am I running away from Kedusha? How can I bring more Kedusha in my life? Why is Ruchni something that I run away from? Why can't I go ahead and find ways in my life to run to Ruchnius, to bring in Ruchnius, bring in Kedusha? I shouldn't be running away from Kedusha. So Bachar many times say, well, you know, I don't really enjoy, you know, Ruchnius bigger things. Maybe after all, I'm a regular guy, I'm a chumrius physical person, a physical being. What do you want from me? I don't get pleasure in the Kedusha, in the Ruchnius. After all, I'm a physical being, a chumrius. A Baal chumrius doesn't enjoy these things. So what do you want? So listen to the words of Rishim Shabdinkis. And that's the first thing we have to know, that we have to realize our outlook is wrong. We have the wrong outlook in life. Avshem Shapikas brings down in the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfilah, it's in the Perek of Amida, Ois Gimel. He brings down the Medrash that we just had in the Parasha. The Medrash Rabbah writes, by Paroi, Hu Oymed Al Hayor, Omar Rab Yochanan, Harishoim Miskaimim Al Eloheyem. His Oymed Al Yor means Pari standing on his God. Avot Tzadikim, says the Medrash, Elokehem Miskayim Aleihem. The Rishonim stand on their God, and the Tzadikim, their Elokehem is above them. Frekt of Shimshim Pinkus, I don't understand. L'chayra Einoi Muvan. I don't understand what this means. If the Yor for Paroi was Elohim, it was a God for him. So what does it mean? What does it mean he's standing on his Elohim? If it's his God, then his God's above him. What does it mean he's on his God? What does that mean? And Va'oid, what's also very shver, it's mashma, shemaylahi eitzel tzadikim. It sounds like in the manual, it's a mailah by tzadikim that they're underneath their Elokeinu, they're underneath their God. Now, what does that mean? Harei Elokim hu, v'loy shayach hepach klal. It's not even shayach to the opposite. So what does this mean? Pasuk pshat. This medrash is wondrous. Sokrab Shimshon Pinkus, and you have to hear his cry. He wrote the Sefer with his own words. Shalom B'Tfil is written by him. It's not a collection of what they took. And you have to hear Shimshon Pinkus speaking and crying these words. He says, Be'emes ha'muvon poshut ma'oid. The understanding of this medrash is very simple. He says, Be'emes yochol liyos etzel adam. It could be by a person, which means, and he says later on, this is by many of us, more people than he says, most people live like this. Be'emes yochol liyos etzel adam. Sheshoimer toiro mitzvahs. You can have a person that he's acting very from. He's shoimer toiro mitzvahs. He's medaktik bekalo kechamuro. And he's even mislahev. He gets fired up at filosoi. Va'avoidosoi. Abel kol zeh. All this. Vipnei sheyodea nemona. Because he knows in truth the facts of life. That the Oysher Amiti Vatzlocha is only going to come from Hashem, and you're not going to get anything without doing the thing. And therefore, Kashatzarech, he needs Parnoso, Brios, health, Havana Bataira, Siat Nishmai, and whatever he's doing. See, he's Paina Klape Maila. He turns to Hashem because he needs all these things. Zokram Shimshon Pinkus on such a person. Be'emes kol avoidoso hi l'tzorech atzmoi. He's serving himself. He's not serving Hashem. He's serving himself. That's who he's being oivid. V'zeh romzu chazal. Chazal is telling us that in this pasuk, heim oimdim al Eloheihem. They're standing on their gods. You know why? Shesach hakol. Because the sum total, says of Shimshon Pinkus, Eloheihem mishoreis oisam. They're making their God their servant. V'oisa ritzoinam. To do their will. They have their whole life mapped out. And they know the facts of life. You're only going to be successful if you have some davening, you have some Torah. You have to do the right thing. So they do the right thing for themselves. They're not serving Hashem. They're serving Atzmai. Oseyu chas v'sholom l'mishoris klapei mailo Hashem yishmireyu. They're mamish making chas v'sholom l'rabbein shalom their mishoris, and they're missing the boat and the purpose of life because they're serving tzorech atzmai. Kol avaydoso l'tzorech atzmai. The Zokrab Shimshon Pinkus, how are we supposed to live life? And this is the mistake that we're making because most of us live like we just described. We're serving ourselves. The proper avoida is not like what I just described. But rather, every one of us, yoidoi, when he thinks and knows, shehu yisbarach rishon v'achrayin, the Rabbi Nishlon is the first and the last. Lefnesha yisi, before I came about, kvar hoya, the Rabbi Nishlon was here in this world, ushekavar lo'eye hu yehe lo'olam. And even when I'm not in this world, he'll still be here. V'nimtza adarabo. You come out with the results realizing the opposite. Hamitziu sheli tfeil ol botlo. My whole existence is tofel and botl etzel yizborach by the Rabbi Nishlam. V'chol maisa ba'olam. Everything I do in this world, hu b'shviloi. I'm doing it for Hashem. V'avuroi. V'loi she'akol misrach esav of atzmi. Not that the whole world revolves around me, but rather I'm serving him. You ever heard Bachram say, yeah, being moisa nefesh, to be in yeshiva and learn Torah. I'm being moisa nefesh. That's moisa nefesh? Hashem created you for a purpose as an eved Hashem, and you're being moisa nefesh? What does that mean? That means you're serving yourself, and you'd rather be somewhere else than you're being moisa nefesh because you're serving yourself. Your whole avodah is for yourself. So you're being maisa yourself, because yourself would be rather be somewhere else. That's missing the purpose of life. And like Avshim Shapikas continues here and says, V'zeh min ha'dvorim shemitzad echod hu yisoy poshet shel Torah. Mitzad echod, what I'm telling you, is so simple. Hakol maskul imenu, everything in life begins from this yisoy that I'm teaching you. U'mitzad sheni ma'atim zoichem lo. But on the other hand, very few people are zoicha to live their life properly, like I'm describing to you. That Hashem should be the central point of their life. How many people are zoicha to live life like that? That Hashem's the central point. I'm just an eved to Hashem. L'mali ritzayin Hashem to fill His will. The eich yuchal adam livchayim ba'atzmai. So how could you figure out in yourself, how am I living? Am I living the first way, which is terrible, or I'm living the proper way? How could you find out for yourself? Am I serving myself? Or I'm serving Hashem? Zokam Shem Shem Pinkas. Im avodosoi hein besimcha. If you get simcha in your avodah, you get pleasure in what you're doing, then we're seeing real avodah. But if all day, every day, from the minute you wake up till you go to sleep, you get no pleasure in anything you're doing, and you're forcing yourself to do it all, it's because you're serving yourself. And yourself would rather be elsewhere, and you're forcing yourself to go through the motions. And you're missing the purpose, says Rav Shem Shapinkas, of how you're supposed to be an Eved Hashem. Hashem has to be the central point, not the Ani, I'm the central point. One of our biggest mistakes, whenever we try to work on ourselves, we think very big. We think of tremendous change and transformation. And it's a very big mistake. That thought that's going through your mind of how you want to make a tremendous transformation and become a different person is coming from the Yetzer Hara, not the Yetzer Tov. Because the Yetzer Hara knows if you make a huge Kabbalah, it'll last a few days or a few weeks, maybe if you're lucky, and that's it. And you'll be your good old self. And that's why the Yetzer Hara tells you to make big changes. And you think it's coming from the Yetzer Tov, but it's not. What the Yetzer Tov wants from you is to make a very small, sincere change. Make a very small Kabbalah. Something that could be lasting. Something that can really change who you are. And you have no idea how much that's worth in Hashem's eyes. I want to tell you a Meridik Amais I just heard. There's a Yid, a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. He's totally irreligious. And it was a few days before this past Rosh Hashanah. He was at a business meeting. And one of the people at the meeting was coming straight from Shacharis. And he showed up with his tefillin bag. So this irreligious Jew was totally not affiliated. Was just looking at the bag, like, you know, seeing, looking what it is. So the Yid, the frum guy who had the tefillin, said to him, maybe you want to put it on. So he laughed, like, I don't do any of this stuff. Like, he might be Jewish, but he totally not affiliated. But somehow, deep in his neshama, he said, you know, maybe okay. After the meeting, no problem. And for some reason, he had some feeling of his ayurus that he'll put on the tefillin. He put on the tefillin, took it off, and went his merry way. The Maisa doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. A mitzvah has a power. The smallest thing around that we do has power. And it draws, it pulls. It came Rosh Hashanah, and he tells, he was back, he went home for Rosh Hashanah, like, you know, back to his house. And He tells his family, he was living in Kibbutz Be'eri, and he tells his family, I want to keep Rosh Hashanah. And they say, how do you keep Rosh Hashanah? What does that mean? He said, I don't know what it means. I just want to keep Rosh Hashanah. So they said, okay, but what are you going to do? He said, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I'm going to do two things. I'm not driving, and I'm not going to use my phone for the whole Rosh Hashanah. And sure enough, Rosh Hashanah began, and he observed Rosh Hashanah in his own way, that he just didn't drive and he didn't use his phone. 10 days later comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes around and he tells his family he wants to keep Yom Kippur. And his family says to him, what does it mean to keep Yom Kippur? He said, I don't know, you're really not a fool, he doesn't know anything. He said, you know what? I'm going to do what I did then and add one thing. I'm not going to drive and I'm not going to use my phone. And I know that people say, as I heard, that you're supposed to fast in Yom Kippur. I'm not going to eat a drink and I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast. And sure enough, he kept Yom Kippur in his way, that he did those three things. He didn't drive, he didn't use his phone, and he was fasting. It came Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, and Kibbutz Be'eri. And that's when all, Rachman Litzlan, the terrorists came in. And everybody knows all the destruction that they did. Rachman al-Islam, how many people were slaughtered, tortured. Rachman al-Islam. And there was a lot of noise and screaming and everything. They came to his door. And they were standing outside his door to come in. And for no reason that he could explain, after standing in front of his house for a moment or two, they turned away and they went elsewhere. And he survived to tell over this story. We have to realize, here's a Yid who's totally non-affiliated. And he made a small little step of a Kabbalah of what he was doing. And the Rabbeinu Shlom was machshiv this so much that he mamash had a hatzalas nefashos for the terrible terror. Do you realize what your small actions could do? Your small Kabbalah. Your small little improvement in changing your ways. Do you realize what it could do? You don't value it enough. We all think big, it has to be large and huge. That's Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov says, make a small Kabbalah, a small change for you in your life personally. And this is the Cheshbon HaNefesh we have to make. As Asar B'Tavis approaches, and we're having a Din Torah in Shamayim, if it's going to be a Tisha B'Av or a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you have to think to yourself, what small Kabbalah I can make, that Hashem should be the central point of my life, that I'm serving Hashem and I'm stopping to serve myself. How can Hashem become the central point of my life, that I run to have some Kedusha and Ruchnius, and that I'm not Baruchu, I'm not running away from Kedusha? How can I be Mesakin, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and do something to bring closer the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? This is a responsibility that every single one of us have a responsibility to sit down and make some type of transformation in Kabbalah. Because this is the ikkar of what a timeless is about. And the emes is, it's not just Asar B'Tavis. People are not very aware that in a couple of hours begins Ches Tavis. Ches Tavis, Tes Tavis, and Yud Tavis are three Meiridika days. The Rachmanu Litzlan, Klal Yisrael suffered three separate tzaras, and the Yechidei Segula, the real special people, fast for 3 days. They fast Ches Tavis, Tes Tavis, and Yud Tavis. And this is even born in Shulchan Aruch that people are not aware of. If you look in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, Shulchan Aruch brings down Elu Hayomim, She'iru Bem Tzaris La'Aviseinu. These are days that there were tzaras, V'roi l'sanes b'em. And it's worthy and proper to fast. Now, it's not halacha l'maisa for us, because when we fast, it shteres our avodas Hashem. So it's not our avoda to add extra tanesim more than a tiny siba. So asar b'tevis, we have no choice, a tiny siba. But other days, our avoda is not to fast. But HaKabbalim, Shulchan Aruch has brought down roi l'sanes b'em, and it starts listing all the different saras. And it, when it goes through the whole year, it says, B'shmoina b'tevis, the 8th of Tevis, in a couple of hours from now. What was it? Sarah of the 8th of Tevis? Nichtevo ha-Torah Yuvonis. The Torah was translated into Greek. B'mei Talmei HaMelech, in the days of Talmei HaMelech. V'hoya choshech ba'olam shleisha yamin. It was such a tragedy that darkness came upon Kal Yisrael for 3 days straight because of that sorrow of translating the Torah. We'll go and explain this in a moment. What's wrong with art scroll, right? We'll get there in a moment. Ubatisha boy, says the Shulchan Aruch, on the 9th of Tevis also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that sorrow was Shemes Ezra HaSoifer. Ezra HaSoifer was Nifter on the 9th of Tevis. Who was Ezra HaSoifer? You should know the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Roi Hoya Ezra Shetinosin Torah Al Yodai LeYisrael. Ezra was so great, the Torah was able to be given through him. Il Mole Kodmu Moshe. If not Moshe Rabbeinu coming before him, Ezra would have been the one that gave us the Torah. And we know, G'dayla Misa Sadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. Sadikim being Nifter is like the burning of a Beis HaMikdash. So that was the tragedy of the 9th of Tevis. And then Asar B'Tevis, we know, was the beginning of the siege, like we mentioned a moment ago. In the Slichas that we say in Asar B'Tevis, we actually say that we're fasting for all three tzaras. We're fasting for the Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yud Tevis. Over there, the Lashon we say is, Haloi Shloshtom Kavati Tainis. For all three things, these three tzaras that people are not so aware of, is why we're actually fasting on Asar B'Tevis. So let's understand what's the first tzara of translated Torah into Greek. Rabbi Yeruchim Zatzal, in Das Torah in Parshas Zeis HaBracha, he discusses this, and he says like this, Re'ei dova pella, al dova zeh, on this thing, ha-tokas ha-toyer loshen yavonis, translating a Torah into Greek, hukva tainis l'dairis, they were kaveya tainis, for that was a tzara. Ve'amidu zeh b'yacha, and it's together with the other tzaras of churban beis hamikdash of asar b'tevis, and Ezra Sefer being nifter, which is also like a churban, on the 9th of Tevis. U'l'chayur ma'ikuli hai. All they did was translate Lashon Yevonos. What's wrong with making art scroll? So you translate it into English. That's our language. They translated to Greek because that was their language. What's the big deal? It blows your mind to understand what was wrong. Zokab Yeruchim, even more than this, Anachnu l'chayru hayinu ayin v'hepach. We would say fakert. You could translate it into Greek. Maila g'dayla, it's a great maila. People can understand it. Now it's art scroll available to all. What's the issue? The Chazal HaKadoshim hiskinu azeh tainus adayus. And we would think, kavod lahem, to gvaldik kavod atayra. Zok Rabbi Yeruchim, it's very simple. Chazal HaKadoshim yordu lo'imkum shodvarim. They were able to go down to the depths. The Haim Yodu, they understood if the government demanded them to translate the Torah, it was all part of them trying to fight the Torah and destroy our Torah. That was the root of what was happening. And Emanela, he's medayik, like it says, Elokim bo goyim b'nachlasecha. They came to Nachlasecha. Lo'oma hechriv. What does it say? Destroyed. But they came to Nachlasecha. To our Nachla. Habia atzma, just coming. He shayrish v'ikar kol achorben. For them to get into our Torah, that's a churban. And that's a tragedy. And that's what it means when they translate into Greek. Goyim nichnesu leheichel shel Torah. They went into our heichel of Torah. V'zeh pegam yoyisagol. It's a great pegam. It's a churban shel Torah. Which means the Torah loses its chashivus. The chashivus of Torah is not the same anymore. The chavivus of Torah is not going to be the same. The kedushas of Torah is not the same. The kavod of Torah is not the same. Torah now is accessible and it's in Greek. For them, the goyim are part of it. Torah is supposed to be exclusive. It's Torah kedush. It's not like a different intellectual pursuit. That this is also stimulating, so I can study this and study that. Chas v'shalom. Memela, this was a tremendous sorrow that Klal Yisrael had on Ches Tevis, that the Torah was translated and the Goyim went ahead and put down the Kedushas of Torah. And Memela, Torah doesn't have the same level of Chashivas. Torah is just another intellectual pursuit. If you want to know why a Bacha could be sitting in Yeshiva and at times it goes through his mind, now, what am I doing already sitting and learning here? I'm not accomplishing much. I could be doing other things. It's this sorrow of Ches Tevis that causes such thoughts. Because Torah became like other things. And a mingle of thought could go through your mind. Why am I doing this? I could do that. But that's the most outrageous thought that could go through your mind. Because how does Torah HaKadosh compare to that? Nothing compares to Torah. It's this churban of Ches Tevis that causes such thoughts. We all know the pasuk in Tehillim. Toiv li Torah spicha me'alfei zohav v'chesef. Torah is so precious, more than all the gold and silver that you can think of in the world. Sitting and learning one line of Gemara is worth more than that. So Mefarshim explain, how do I get to feel this? These are the facts. This we believe, Be'emuna Shelema. And that's the value of Torah. But how do I get to actually feel that value? So the Mefarshim explain, Toivli Torah's Picha. When it becomes Torah of your mouth, you put your heart in it. That's where your heart lies. It's Torah's picha. You're not doing something that you just got to do. It becomes personal. It becomes your Torah. I want to learn Torah because I know Torah is so chashuv. Then you'll feel the Toivli Torah's picha me'alfei zohav v'chesed. Then you'll feel how precious it is. But as long as you're learning just because I got to do it, like Shimshon Pinkus described, because it's something I got to do, but you're serving yourself, you're not going to feel the geshmak and the toivli Torah spicha. And the emphasis, we say this every morning in our davening, and unfortunately so many of us, this is happening to us. You know, when we daven vol tzin, we say, hu yiftach libeinu b'sayrosai, Hashem, please open my heart in your Torah. Yosim b'libeinu avosai yirosai. Lasim b'sayinu l'avdei b'lei b'shalim. L'man lo yiga l'rik. I shouldn't toil for nothing. That means, what you see in the Lashon HaTefillah, it's possible to go through life and think you're a greiser ben Torah, shema Torah, mitzvahs, like Rav Shem Pinkus explained, kala kechamura, mislahe b'tefillah, and all the great things are from Yid, and you're being niga alarik, you're toiling for nothing, because you're serving yourself. You're not serving Hashem. Hashem's not the central point of your life. You have no interest in doing this. Your heart is not in it. The Rebbeinu Shem wants our heart to be in it. That's our Avodah. When your heart's in it, you're going to run to Kedusha. All 3 days, Ches Teves, Tes Teves, and Yud Teves, are 3 days of Tzoris, of this point that needs to take up. This is what we have to be misakin. Put our heart into our Ruchnius. Serve Hashem as your central point in life. We have to get rid of our outside interests and just doing the thing because we got to do the thing, but I'm really taking care of myself. Because when you live your life like that, not only are you missing the purpose, but there's no geschmack, there's no interest. The cheshek and the rotzen is not going to be there. And it's torturous. And it's being nigalarik. We're very short on time. We're a little over time already. I just want to bring out one more point. You know, I saw the Mori Dika Sefer, Sefer of Mar Mekoymus and Inyanei Torah. And Imamish addresses the question that many Bochum have. Bochum always asks this question. Imamish brings it down as a question and he brings down Mar Mekoymus to answer it. How do I get a rotzen for Torah? Bochum asks this question all the time. I don't really have interest. How do I develop an interest in Torah? Ketzad roichshin rotzen. How do you get rotzen in Torah? And I'll tell you a few of my mekaymes that he brings down. But really, they're all the same answer. He brings down from the smack. You have to always think about the praise of what Torah is. Think about the greatness of it. And from that you're going to start loving it. That's one Ma'ar Makom. The Sefer HaChinuch he quotes, Divrei Torah, a person has to know that the words of Torah, Kol Ikreinu V'Hoideinu V'Tvarteinu. You have to think to yourself that that's my whole being, my whole ikar, my whole splendor, and my whole glory. L'sape begoydol shvacha. You have to talk about the praise of what it is. V'yachnisenu hakol b'luvavam. And let it enter into your heart. And then immediately he said you're going to get a cheshek. The ima cheshek, then you're going to end up starting to get a cheshek and develop a loving for it. He brings down for the Sefer Milos HaTorah. Lachzor HaSefer HaZeh. You have to constantly review the Sefer Milos HaTorah from the Vilna Gaon's brother. Lahagdil b'vavam cheshek HaTorah. In order to increase in your heart the desire and geshmak for Torah. Which means it doesn't come by itself. A person has to put an effort thinking, internalizing the value and the greatness of what Torah is. Time is short, but I'm going to stop going through the marmakaymus of this. But the point is, he ends the whole shtickle writing. He wraps it up with the words of the Chazon Ish, and we'll end with this. The Chazon Ish says, Timtzis, Tamtzis Mataris Kol Chinuchai. The purpose of all chinuch, which means we're all here trying to get a good foundation for life. The whole idea of chinuch, we mechanach ourselves. Lahashrish Hativ B'nefesh Hanar. You have to put good inside the nefesh of every youngster. Al tisave l'shulchanon shamalachim. Stop desiring the table of the kings, of everything else that's going on out there, fantasizing of all the great luxuries. Sheshulchancha gadol l'shulchanon. Because your table that you have in front of you is greater than any table that they ever could present. That's the yesod of all these marmakimas. If you want to develop a rotzen for Torah, it takes time thinking about how great Torah is. You have to spend time learning about Gadlus HaTorah and Chashivas HaTorah, all the chazals that are brought down, and keeping the chazak and the inyan of how great Torah is. The more you strengthen that, and stop desiring everything else from Olam Hazeh, but rather strengthen this, you'll realize the table that you have, the opportunity that you have today of sitting and learning Torah, doesn't compare to anything that Olam Haza can ever offer you. And this is the tshuva that we have to do for the next 3 days of Tzaras. 3 days of Tanesim. The Tzaddikim used to fast for 3 days. The tshuva that we need for the next 3 days of Tzaras, of Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yud Tevis, is to make our Ruchnius real. To start developing feelings of running for Ruchnius, wanting the Hashros Hashchina. To have a love and an interest deep inside ourselves. To get that geshmak and Torah and Avodah. In making a bracha, in any mitzvah, any maisa toiv. To make Hashem the central point in our life. And not just going through the motions and serving ourselves. The Rebbeinu Shem shall help us all. That we should taka b'mechazik, each individual on his own, personally. To do a emes a tshuva shalema, what the Rebbeinu Shem is waiting for. And that should help Ezer Hashem. The grace of Din Torah of Asar B'Tavis is going to happen on Asar B'Tavis. That grace of Din Torah should taka paskin. For all of us, the geula shalema b'heir v'yameinu, amen.